W4, never give up.
Good afternoon. What a pleasure, Phil. How you doing? Haven't heard you in a while. Let me turn my radio down in the background here.
Fine, I'm just headed home back to Boiling Springs from Greenville on the famous I-85.
I hope you said your prayers before you got out there. Man, I don't like that road very well. Well, we are just headed over to the lake house to, I left my hat down at Amy's house the other day. We've been out and tended the chickens this morning and picked raspberries and come back in and had a bacon tomato sandwich and some soup and just going over there to visit with them a little bit. I think they're out to sea because I sent her a text and if they were in port, she would have answered by now.
Hi, Tom.
Roger.
Hi. And just wanted to say hello, and I told her I was on the radio. I put on an 8-pound pork butt this morning on the crock pot. It comes out pretty good with the different ways I do it, but I just don't have time to sit around about 8 hours on the grill. So I've become, in my own mind, a crock pot wizard.
I knew you was a crock pot, but I don't know about a crock pot. Oh, I just had to say that. Left yourself wide open. Well, you know, my neighbor Tim does that, and so does Amy. And works out real well and gets some real good barbecue stuff out of that.
I've done it always. Some people put a can of Coca-Cola in it and then throw it in there, but I put all kind of dry rubs and rub it with mustard first so they stick, and then put the dry rubs on, and I hadn't put any barbecue on it yet. I'll probably do that closer to the end, but it comes out to suit me, and I guess that's all that matters, Tom.
Good afternoon, Phil.
But you've been doing some good cooking lately.
She made a peach mousse last night, and it was really good. And I give her some tips about putting a few chips of peaches in it instead of having it all in that mousse. I'd never had a mousse before. I've seen them on Life Below Zero, but I never did have one in a Jell-O dish. It's getting kind of fancy. And then she made a raspberry mousse the other day. We've had lots of raspberries and some raspberry jelly. And then she canned some tomato, juice? Is that what it was? Some whole ones and some tomato juice. And the tomatoes about shot now. They seem like no matter what you do, they all come on at once.
My mother fed me a tomato sandwich yesterday made out of Roma tomatoes, and they were okay. They're never my favorite, but they look pretty good for this time of year.
But, we stopped in Willis's to get some gas down there on 101 a couple days ago. I'm telling you, they always have some really nice tomatoes. They look like homegrown, but I think they... When they first come up, they come up from Florida. These things are big as softballs. Man, they were beautiful, but I didn't need any. They were $1.58 a pound, I think. One of them probably weighed a pound. Well, we're right across from the Greer Golf Course, and they're starting to build houses. I thought the housing market was going to collapse. Everything I've been hearing is not sounding very good with these interest rates going up.
Slowing down a little bit, but upstate of South Carolina rarely just crashes out. But it is slowing down, I'm hearing. I know a friend that put a house on the market that 3 or 4 months ago he would have gotten 10 offers the first day, but It's been a week, and he still hasn't had an offer.
We took my car, our car down to get the oil changed in it down at Sims Automotive, and I was talking to a lifetime resident down there, and he said, my gracious, he said, my kids have been 3 years trying to buy a house, and they're asking $50,000 above, or they're giving $50,000 above the asking price.
We'll have nobody to blame but themselves. When it comes back down, people are going to be upside down and blaming the bank and the Republicans and all, you know. So, there you go.
T.R. C'est la vie, as they say, Phil. Yeah, my son-in-law's dad passed away the other day. And I know they had a house that was, back when they bought it, was a $250,000 or so. And it sold within a week for $500,000.
As long as you buy another house within a certain time period or do a 1031 exchange or for some commercial property or something, you won't pay any taxes, but you can get in trouble that way if you don't watch it.
You're going to pay capital gains on that, Phil?
Not if you reinvest it within a certain period of time, and I think now they've changed the law to where you don't have to invest all of it over a certain amount, or maybe the certain amount is exempt up and over that you got to reinvest it or some such something. But if you just sell a house and move into an apartment, you're going to pay a lot of taxes.
Bought a townhouse, and I think she just wanted to get out of there because it was too big and there's a lot of acreage with it and the memories, and they've been together all their lives. And she's very happy. She moved into a new townhouse over there. Well, you know where Target is? It's in Spartanburg. It's off to the right of that, up in that area. We haven't seen it, but Scott and Amy said it was really nice. So we're happy for her. And she's a traveling person and likes to go places a lot, her and her sisters. They go all over the United States to all the national parks and stuff like that. So, she'll be happy, I think. So, you doing anything particular today?
Well, I got some computer work to do when I get home. But I was going to make a comment. It's just about 160-meter season, isn't it?
I still worry about putting up copper-clad steel and instead of that good kind like Bill likes to use, that silky. But it seems to work fine. I haven't used it much, just when I first put it up. But it's looking good. Now, we were downstairs last night, and Bernice was watching television, and I decided to just to work one-by-one stations because they're having a lot of QSL parties this weekend. And I worked about nine or ten of them, just for the fun of it. Michigan and mainly Kansas ones, trying to get as close back to home as I could. And then I think there was three, four other QSO parties on yesterday. And I just like to work the one-by-one calls for the fun of it. But I did that mostly on the Super Loop and the one straight up north. It seemed like the Carolina Wyndham worked real good, so I worked a few on it, too.
Copper-clad steel was some of the best stuff you could use for long runs like these 160 meters. What other kind are you talking about?
This is 0TR. Yeah, it is, Bill, or Phil. Bill told me about some, I think it was number 513 or 531 Silky, and it is copper-clad steel, but it's a lot easier to handle, and it's insulated. You get it from the wire man. I'd have put it up this time, but he was out of it, so I just put copper-clad steel up there. But it really was easier to handle, and it's really a nice wire. Costs a little more, but I can't tell you what the difference in cost is. The copper clad steel was really cheap. It was like 22 cents a foot or so. And before you go to get any, well, give me a phone call.
Know what it is just for the future. And some people will tell you, I'm not sure how big a difference it makes, but some people will tell you that if it's insulated, there'll be less static picked up, especially in snow.
I'm not sure of that. I hadn't heard that. But that's what my Carolina Wyndham, the big long one, is made out of. And I really liked it a lot better than anything I've used. I usually use THHN wire from Lowe's or that, but this stuff's a lot tougher than THHN, and so is the copper clad steel. But I know where a good source of that is, and I'm sure you could acquire it if you get ready to put some out. But it worked fine, and it tunes fine and goes fine. I listen on it now and then, but I haven't tried transmitting on it. Seems like lately the better bands are in the upper frequencies. Now, last night, 40 meters was just lousy with contacts, Phil, on CW, and I'm sure there'd have been sideband ones there too, but the band scope was saturated last night.
Well, before we leave the wire, what color is the insulation? Black?
Yes, sir. And you can't even see it up there.
Yeah, if you look, I put white, and it's not all that invisible.
Try taking a picture of it, buddy. I tried that today. Man, it's hard to get a picture of a wire antenna. I was trying to take a picture of the Super Loop. Shane, I sent him some plans for it, and I sent some to Rusty. But it's just hard to get in the right position with the sun and that to get a good picture of it, to depict what it really looks like, you know, like an upside-down triangle. And I did get a picture of it, but I didn't send it to anybody. But I highly recommend that wire. I think Bill could tell you more about it than me. That copper clad steel is only about 54,000, I think, if I remember rightly.
Does that equate to in wire gauge size?
18, something like that. It's not all that big. I don't think it's as big as a 16 solid. It's pretty small, but it looks like it's tougher than nails, but it's a booger to handle. It's like handling spring steel.
Well, I've got my 160 built. Till I get my support back up, it's just thrown on the roof of the house for me to listen, and that works pretty good. But I would never try to transmit on it, even with the tuner. But I thought about you 2 weeks ago. First of all, let me ask you how the girls are.
I was asking Bernice this morning. Couldn't remember exactly how many we had. I think we got 17 out there. They're not laying quite as good as they can, I guess. Some days, yes, and some days, no, wouldn't you say, Bernice? But the new ones haven't started laying yet. They should start this month, Phil.
I thought about you because 2 weeks ago I lost my 93-year-old friend that at one point she just decided she'd raise some chickens in the backyard. And she built two big old buildings and had about 300 acres and started selling to Tyson, and it just started gearing up, and she got up to 20,000, and Tyson came to her and said, we want you to build two more big buildings, and she lived way out in the country, near Chapin. I mean, in the middle of nowhere. Chapels, South Carolina. And they wouldn't give her but a one-year contract, and she said, well, if you decide to dump me, I got a huge investment here. I can never recoup. Ain't nobody going to pay me to rent or do anything with all this, you know, all these buildings. And they never would give her more than 1 year contract. So she said, come pick up your chickens. And, of course, didn't build any more buildings. But I thought that was a pretty astute move because she could have got hung out to dry.
Boy, you got that right. That's a lot of an investment. And I got news for you. Raising chickens isn't the most economically feasible thing, but it's better than dogs or cats, I think. you don't have as many problems with them, and you can solve the problems a lot easier. But, yeah, they're a chore. They eat quite a bit. I know I bought $70 worth of feed the other day, just three bags of feed. And it adds up. We just do it for a hobby. And what eggs we don't eat, we give away. And we mainly give them to the kids. And then whatever's left over, we give them to the neighbors. But, you know, Bruce, we use a lot of eggs because she does a lot of baking.
And you do it for the taste, too, just the freshness and the taste. Can't be beat. But, yeah, I'll tell you, this lady really had it cranked up. She said sometimes I turn on the tap, even down in Chapels, which is below Newberry. It's above Columbia. But even down that far, she said there were days I'd turn on the water and it'd freeze before it got to the end of the trough.
Yeah, it, in the wintertime, we have heated watering system out there. But I can't lift very much. I can't hardly lift them. But Bruce can. But that has a thermostat in the bottom of it and a little heater in it. And that takes care of the water problem. Now, during the summer, clear up until, oh, probably December, we just have a hose that runs back there. And I just turn it on of a morning for about 2 or 3 minutes. And it fills that 5-gallon bucket. And, oh, heck. They don't drink all that much. And those little cups, every time they drink, there's a float system in them, and they refill. And then today, about once a week, and today, this morning, we went out and took them out and cleaned them all out and put some apple cider vinegar in it to keep them from getting algae and put them back in service about once a week. And then we cleaned the pen out, once a month, something like that. She said back on the farm, they only did that about once a year. But we do it more than that and put sand in there and then pine chips for them. But they're kind of baby. And there's two fans out there, and they're running on timers, Phil. And when it's this hot, I let them run all day until they go up to roost at night. Well, Phil, we've arrived. So I got to let you go. I really enjoyed it. And come up and see us when you get time. And, boy, I wish some night somebody just come over and sit down and run some CW or run some sideband or something just for the heck of it. I'm sure you'd be fed well if you did. Everybody's usually got something on the stove. W4NGU, take it, and I'll be clear, Phil. This is N0TR, and the kids are out to sea.
Sounds good, Tom. We'll talk again soon. W4, never give up. Listening on 6-1 and 5-2.
N0TR, clear.
4AOC, take you 4AOC. Looking for a check on receive on the Peter KM4MHZ.
A check. This is W4NGU. You've got some white noise behind you, not full capture of the repeater, but it sounds good.
After that, I'm down here in Charlotte, Southwest. Thank you. Say location. W4NGU.
I'm in Boiling Springs, South Carolina, on Highway 9, Mobile.
Roger that. I know that area well. Used to travel to Carolina a lot for work. AQ4 AOC 73, enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate the check.
W4, never give up, clear.
NGU, KN4, VWA.
Steve.
Hey, Phil. How you doing, buddy? I'm looking for the same thing. How's my audio?
Talk to me a little bit.
I got an air conditioning system going in the background, so you may hear a little bit of noise in the background, but overall, in general, how's my audio?
It's just a hair muffled, let's call it 10%. I know it's not your regular radio. I start to say, oh, you're on the TYT. But it sounds okay, but it's not your best on the other rig.
The little switch on the microphone, how is that?
Worse.
In just a minute, I'm going to go to my menu and see if I can increase my gain. I got it down a little low.
All right, sounds like your gain's about right compared with the other stations I've been talking with.
Now, is that a little better?
Say that it is, Steve.
All right, I may have to go into my programming and do a little bit of audio tuning on this thing, but overall, gets out, don't it?
What radio is it, if I might ask?
I've resurrected that 857D that I had down there. It's been sitting for a year or so, and I put a new display in it, and the display is absolutely perfect, like factory clear. It looks great. I put a speaker in it, a speaker on my end. It's fantastic, good and clear. So I may have to replace this microphone, though. Yeah, it's the original microphone, an old MH31 mic, so that may be part of what the problem is. The mic has got some age on it.
I've gotten to the problem, because that's a good radio. It ought to be clearer than that.
I'm making it out pretty good, aren't I?
Oh, you're full quieting on the machine. No problem there.
Well, in that case, I am coming to you from my camper and my truck. I mounted that ATOS 120A on the bed of my truck, and I just ran a feed line into the inside of the camper to a duplexer, and I can run my HF and my 2 meter 440 all off of that ATOS from the inside of the camper. So we're headed out camping Monday, tomorrow, so I may try to hit the repeater from down at Lake Hartwell.
Steve. Well, what I always like to do is nobody can tell you about your audio better than yourself. Set your phone to record on a radio in the house and then get out there in the camper and hit about two radios and just XY them for your own self. That's the best way to do it.
I'm listening to the recordings on the repeater and, you know, they're okay, but you really can't tell what your quality is from that.
A good comparison. Anyway, well, have fun tomorrow. Yeah, I'll be listening for you. I'm in the driveway. W4, never give up, clear.
Roger, roger. Well, am I overdriving right there?
Sounds good, full audio.
Good deal. Well, good deal, bud. Hey, have a nice evening, and you better get in there and do your honeydews and be a good, dutiful domestic engineer there. I'll talk to you a little bit later. KN4 VWA, I'm clear. FT final 73.
KQ4 AOC, KQ4 AOC to KN4. That was just on. I had you pretty clear and popping as well down in Southwest Charlotte.
Roger, roger. I appreciate that. And like I said, I resurrected this old 857D and it's looking great.
Say location, full call sign, and let me know how you're receiving me.
Okay, you got a little bit of white sound on the backside of you, but now as far as coming in from Charlotte, man, you're doing fantastic. Are you a fixed base operation? K KN4VWA, that's Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha, from Highway 11 at Highway 14 in Campobello, South Carolina. And, yeah, you're doing good from Charlotte, sir.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a general test scheduled for today. I'm just in technician class right now, so I'm just kind of messing around. I had my antenna up last week and just kind of getting an idea of what kind of range I'm getting.
Down around Pineville or down around the Lower Loop?
About 4.5 miles to Lake Wiley. Lake Wiley lies due west.
You're doing just fine. You must have just a little bit of an up altitude, so that's got to be helping you out. So, yeah, man, you're doing great. You're full in. Like I said, you got some snow in the background, but as far as that goes, for that range, you're great.
And that snow in the background is coming from the power supply is going off, the fan's going off, so probably causing a little bit of issue.
There's enough, you're off in the reeds just enough to where I know I could not hear a fan from a power supply. But like I said, you're into the repeater full strength and you're completely legible. So, all right, well, I'm going to go ahead and get off here and make some room for some other folks. I enjoyed the QSO. You need to check into our, wait a minute, I think you have checked into our net on at 9 o'clock every night, haven't you?
Not. What net is that at 9 o'clock?
Okay, that's the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and it's every night at 9 o'clock on this frequency, on this repeater, and it's just a really good group of guys. As a matter of fact, it's just, I believe it is the oldest running net on 2-meter in the U.S. right now, and it's just a good group of folks. They usually get about, anywhere from 50 to 75 folks check in, and they had been shooting for 100. So, anyhow, check in with us tonight. We'd love to have you.
I appreciate the invite. If I can get the kids down and let's stay at school here in Charlotte tomorrow, get that all squared away, I might just check it out.
Roger, roger. Look them up on the internet. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. And they're on, this is their repeater on this frequency, so come on by, and we will talk again soon. And this is Kilo, November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. I'm clear after your final.
Hey, Steve, W2T.
Hey, Rusty, how you doing?
KL4WWZ, listening.
Press.cc. PRARS.cc. And they are the longest-running 2-meter net in the country.
Okay, Charlotte, they are the longest running net in the country. So come on by and check us out. Hey, how you doing, Chandler?
Just a little frustrated. Other than that, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, get off of here. I got to go ahead and start supper. My wife's on her way home. And, channel that frustration into something constructive. So jump in there with Rusty and give him a hard time, and I will talk to both of you again soon. It's supper time, and I'm hungry. I could eat the north end of a duck flying south. Rusty, take it easy, buddy. Take it away. KN4VWA, clear.
Well, I'm going to have to sign, too. I just happened to walk through the room. I'm on the way back to where I'm fixing stuff for supper. So got to get back to the kitchen. W2T, clear.
For AOC. WT2, how are you continuing?